Talking here today with Eric McCullough, the head football coach of the Esaka Raiders, as they get ready to host a Maple Valley Enthodoto Charter Oak Ute coming up on Friday night. And coach, as always, good to catch up with you.
Yeah, Jeff, you know, it's just, it gets this time of year and, you know, you just, it's every week be able to talk about you guys and kind of the upcoming and, you know, it's going to be different when we get out of the football season here.
Yeah, it will be, Coach, and you guys still have some stuff to play for. I know people that maybe don't pay a ton of attention may not realize that, but two games left, still a chance to finish fourth in the district if you can win out, and a couple of teams that are kind of in the area of the district where you guys are at right now, so some really good chances starting with the Rams coming up on Friday night.
Yeah, Jeff, you know, us and the Rams and West Monona, you know, we're kind of probably about the same. You know, we were talking about off air is just the rosters and the kids we have and definitely the lack of success we've all three have had this year. Should be pretty good matchups and it still gives us a chance here if we play well Friday and take care of the Rams, and we can look next week with West Monona and still maybe play in that week 9.
I know with the schedule you guys have had this year through the first 6 weeks, got banged up some. Health-wise, where's your team at coming into this one?
We're going to get a couple linemen back this week. We're still going to be short one of our starters from the beginning of the year. You know, he just had a concussion, and we tried to kind of get him back through, but it's take a little bit longer, which you know is fine. That's kind of the way it goes when it comes to injuries and contact sports. Otherwise, you know, we're banged up just because of the teams. And, you know, when you're kind of struggling a little bit and not getting having the success you want, it's kind of hard to recover a little quicker. But I think our kids are excited about this week. We have homecoming and definitely a team that we can match up with. And I think they want to go out and show what they can do.
Coach, with those guys coming back up front, how will that help the run game?
Oh, I think it's huge. It's not the necessary of our other guys that have been to. It's just a little bit bigger bodies, a little more experienced, and kind of understand the schemes a little bit better. So that just makes it a little bit more comfortable for everybody. The younger guys are, you know, they're still supposed to be learning in the JV and taking those steps. And sometimes they get thrown in those varsity games, and the game just is going real fast for them. And it's hard to kind of find that success a little bit when you're trying to tread water as fast as you can and try to keep your head up. Then you're going against teams that are just blitzing a lot. And it's just a lot for them to take on. And they just need a little bit more JV time, a few more reps in practice, and then they'll get there eventually. It's just, unfortunately, we have to throw them in a little earlier than we need to.
Coach, you mentioned teams have been able to blitz on you a little bit. Do you anticipate the Rams doing that this week?
I think any team that we're going to play, if they watch the film and see what the teams did against us previous, I think that's probably a pretty good chance. Teams that throw us some heat, you know, we just struggle to kind of take that a little bit. And, we struggle in the passing game, which kind of keeps linebackers on us a little bit. So every week trying to find something a little bit better to help in those situations and try and get the ball in our guys' hands and making sure our guys are catching the ball. And there's just a lot of things that goes to that passing game. It's a lot of fun, but there's a lot of things that need to go right for it to be successful. And when you don't have that, it's pretty easy for a team to load up the box and makes it a little tougher to run. So this week we've continued to work at it and try and get some different reps and some different looks, trying guys in some other positions just to see what we can get to go for us.
Where do you feel you can have success in the run game? And they've got a pretty good player on the defensive side in Colby Scott. How do they use him?
Their defensive ends are probably their best defensive players, and they're aggressive. They get upfield. So we want to try and use that, you know, to our advantage. So we know we're not going to probably be able to get outside right away, so we have to be a little bit more, have some success inside the tackles a little bit. And we think there's some things there we can do and use our guys, combination between the quarterbacks and our running backs, and try and make them play a little bit more honest, which then hopefully will open up our outside run game a little bit more. and hopefully we can get some a little bit more play action type look into it in our passing game and kind of get our guys in some open spots.
Coach, last week they came out and had success running the football. Maybe the first time all year they've had a really good running game against West Monona. What did you see from their run game? How do you expect them to try to use that against you guys this week?
We just felt West Monona, when we watched on film, where their linebackers were really tight. And I think that sometimes when you get so many guys up the line and they're just straight up blocking, they don't do a lot of pulling, not even a lot of like reach type blocking. It's just getting a guy turned and their running back's hitting that hole fast. And that seemed to be their West Monona's linebackers just got out of position, really, when you look at it. You go back and study the film. And that's where we've, you know, watch film a lot this week, Saturday and Monday, just to show our kids that and why it's important that you look at your alignment and you understand defensively how we want to align to some of their formations and what we want to try and take away and force them to do. So that's, you know, and it just comes down to that film study and getting the reps in practice.
They tend to throw the ball quite a bit, but have thrown 7 interceptions this year. You guys have got 4 picks defensively. How do you force those guys? Maybe how do you bait them into some mistakes in the pass game?
You know, that baiting, like you said, I mean, we just got to make sure we put some pressure on. I think you put a pressure on a high school quarterback. There's just not a lot of guys that can kind of handle that and then make a good throw. They have a tall receiver. You know, he definitely hurt us last year on some jump ball type situations, and that's what they normally were. It wasn't necessarily a great pass. He's just out there 6'4", 6'5", and just his matchups, he was able to go up and get it. And that's something we tried to work on this week and then talk about with our D-backs. Of, you know, we understand we're probably not going to out-jump him, but we need to be physical, raking the hands, going for the ball. You know, timing is huge, and just not giving them an open look. That's a big thing, is making sure our alignments and we're getting our keys right and making sure we're watching what we need to be watching.
What do you want to take away from this game besides the win on Friday night?
You know, we just need to find some consistency on offense, Jeff. You know, just trying to be mistake-free. We can't have a bunch of turnovers. Seems like that's a big thing for us. You know, we throw 3 or 4 interceptions and maybe fumble the ball. You're just not going to win any games doing that. And you just want to make sure you're taking those steps. This late in the year, you shouldn't have those. I mean, we know early in the year, and you got guys in certain positions, you're gonna give some of those away. But as we get later in the season, you know, you got to clamp down on that stuff. That's not something that that you can do and get away with walking away with the win. So that's been a big focus last couple of weeks. It's just the small things. You know, we have to make sure that if those small things start piling up, we need to kind of stop the bleeding somehow and be able to recover, because that's high school football on a Friday night, and you have to make those adjustments and be able to step up, find some guys that want to do that, and then try and turn the momentum around.
Well, Coach, we appreciate you joining us here today. Wish you the best of luck coming up on Friday night, and I know the guys will be looking forward to chatting with you after the game on Friday on the Scoreboard Show.
Yeah, hey, we appreciate it. Thank you, Jeff.
You bet. Head coach Eric McCullough again with the Esacker Raiders. Again, they take on Maple Valley Anthony Charter Oak Ute coming up on Friday night.